You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Marissa, what are you doing?
Hey, I was just waiting to play Rattle Off.
Here you are, made it through.
All right, we need to know the highlight of your weekend.
Ooh, the highlight of my weekend. Okay, it was making room in my garage so I can finally park in there.
Hey! So you were one of those houses where it was just top to bottom, floor to back, yep. Junk?
Starting to adult well.
Yeah,
and I'm 43.
Good for you. Good for you.
Well, you know, better now than later. That's good.
Now you can you don't have to scrape your windshield in the morning.
Exactly.
It's a big move.
I remember I laughed so hard. I left the radio station one time and drove past one of the 8 billion storage facility places, you know, that pop up every couple of blocks.
Yes.
And they had one of the big sign outside, and the sign said, "Your car called. It wants the garage back."
Mm-hmm. That's Marissa.
That was for me.
Did you find anything good? Any treasures?
Yeah, some memory stuff, you know, for our kids. That's always fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So you just moved it from the garage into like the basement now, right?
No. I actually donated a bunch to Goodwill.
Well, good. That's good. Okay. That's got to feel good to get rid of all that stuff because it just weighs you down, you know?
Exactly.
It's on
now
your mind.
Hopefully somebody will use it.
Yep. Declutter. Smart move.
Huh. Can I suggest TV options for Dom?
Please.
Go crazy.
I think you appreciate good writing, so I would suggest, if you haven't seen it, Ted Lasso.
Yep.
Yeah, we love Ted Lasso.
Have you watched Shrinking?
Shrinking.
Shrinking. It's also on Apple TV, made by the creators.
Oh no,
of
he's
Ted
not
Lasso.
Gonna watch that. Is that with? No, that's not the one with Will Ferrell.
What is Shrinking about?
Harrison Ford.
Jason Segel. That's not for Dom.
I think you should give it a try, but I'm just putting my 2 cents out there.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate that. I will look into it. If you are recommending it, damn it, I'm going to look into it.
It does look pretty good. That looks pretty good.
I'm just a little suspicious of suddenly Harrison Ford being in like 37 things.
Now, let me ask you, is he like this crotchety old guy in it?
Yeah.
What a stretch.
He does it well.
Dr. Paul Rhodes, I'm seeing.
He is
a
crotchety old guy.
He's Han Solo. And that's part of the problem. And no matter what he's in, you're like, either that's Indiana Jones or that's Han Solo.
See, I tried that Shrink movie, the one with Paul Rudd and
Will Ferrell, wasn't it?
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one,
couldn't do it.
It was bad.
It was real dark.
And bad.
I feel like that one was depressing.
Well, you know what? I'll check this out. Thank you for that suggestion.
Okay.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Even if she gets it, everybody who's on hold, stay on hold. You never know what's going to happen here. You're going to get, let's see, where are we? I've lost track of where we are. Oh, 10 seconds. Marissa, 5 things that have handles. 5 things with handles. Ready? And go!
A toothbrush, a briefcase, a car, a door, a drawer, a refrigerator, a...
That one was easy.
Yeah, really easy. You got a bunch of them.
That was easy. I hope everyone continues to hold because Marissa's a
winner!
Yay!
You handled that one just fine.
Oh, look at you!
Well done, Marissa.
Yeah,
I'm
nice. Good for you.
To be honest, I fail at this often when I'm just driving.
Today was your day. I think it's because you did a good deed. You called with a show. Maybe all these other people who are on hold are going to offer me and Jeremy shows to watch too. Maybe.
They probably will.
Stand by. Josh is going to tell you about your prize. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much.
Very cool.
Hey, Nicole. Thank you for holding.
Hey, girl.
It's not like air escaping from a balloon.
Hey. Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Do you? Bless your heart. You're the cutest thing. Nicole, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Oh, this beautiful weather and deep cleaning my house.
No, we're not going to accept that.
We won't accept cleaning as a highlight. Although Marissa gave us the cleaning up her garage, I guess.
Yeah, but that's different than... What else?
What was the second highlight?
Oh, me and my daughter beat her Nintendo game.
Now you're talking.
So, what was the game?
Right. It's Bowser's Fury on the Switch.
Hmm. Well, that sounds fun.
It's fun. It's fun. It's some good mommy-daughter time.
Yeah, that's
Bowser,
good.
Is that a Mario Brothers spinoff?
The big dragon guy.
It is. It is. Oh, okay.
Well, that's fun. How long did it take you to beat the game?
Oh, a couple months.
Whoa, you got into it.
Yeah, it's our thing.
Well, that's cute.
I mean, I remember the first time I ever saved the princess back in Super Mario Brothers.
It was life-changing, right?
Yeah, it was. And when we solved Legend of Zelda at the very end and got past that final creature, I mean, you
stand a little taller. You stand a little taller after that.
Yeah.
You feel like you could take on the world.
You just want to weep.
It's exciting, right? I was an 80s kid, so we get into it. Now we play Nintendo.
That's
How
good.
Old is
I'm
your daughter?
You.
10.
That's great.
Cute.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a new patient coordinator for an oral surgeon.
Oral surgery. The last
Everybody
place anybody
cringed.
On the planet wants to go.
Everybody
the last
just
place
cringed.
You want to, but this guy's good.
Yeah. That sounds horrible.
I mean, if you could list like 10 things to have done to you, oral surgery would have to be near the very bottom.
I know somebody that went in because he was having extreme back, like molar pain or whatever. And it turns out it was really infected, like up in the gums and stuff. And after they pulled the tooth out, pus actually came squirting out like a super soaker squirt gun. And the pus was like shooting out of his mouth across the room. He said they had the doctor, the dentist, they all had to like leave the room because they were dry heaving so much.
Yeah, it's pretty gross, man.
Yeah, it is gross.
That's gross,
It was
man.
Squirting out of his mouth. Pus. Now I know why you guys wear the face shields when you do this stuff.
No
kidding. You don't
want
to get that in your eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a fun story, huh?
Man.
Super fun.
It's in my mouth.
Well...
Well, knick-knack.
On that note, Nicole, we're going to say au revoir, or however you say that. Au revoir.
Later, Gator.
Yeah. All right.
Ciao, Bella. Day. How's that?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thank you for being on the show.
Just goodbye.
Just ciao. Hey, ciao. Hey, what's the matter with you? Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Well, hello, Nick. What was the highlight of your weekend?
So it was kind of a chore, but our neighbors asked us to watch their dog, and our dog got along with them really well. We took a kind of like a little photo shoot. We did the powder that they do for like color runs. We put it on the dogs, and it was really cool.
You did what?
What was the what? The what? What was
you
the
lost
collar
me.
Thing? What?
You lost me after I was watching my neighbor's dog. Then what? I completely zoned out.
They put something on somebody, and what?
So, you know the powder runs, like the color runs?
No.
Explain it.
People do like 5K and 10K marathons, and they'll throw like powder on them, and it's colored.
Well, that doesn't sound healthy at all.
I've run a ton of 10Ks. No one's ever thrown powder on me, so this is new to me.
So you're out there breathing heavy, and they throw powder at you so you can inhale it into your lungs.
I think I would slug somebody who did that to me.
I might pass on this marathon, but please continue your story.
Anyway, so now that you've explained that.
Well, it's usually for people, but we got some of the powder, and we put it on the dogs and had them run and jump and stuff. And then took pictures of it, so it looked like they were jumping through clouds of smoke.
How'd you get your hands on this powder?
Amazon.
You just order powder?
Powders are us, man.
What a weird weekend.
That's really strange.
And the dogs liked this? Here's what we're going to do.
Here's what we're going to do. We're getting this other dog. We're going to take them both out. I'm going to order some powder on Amazon. We're going to throw powder in the air. The dogs are going to jump up, and then we'll take pictures.
I'm in.
Is that how that went?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Now you're making the dogs inhale all that powder.
Yeah.
Cornstarch. They were licking their lips and stuff.
Do you have to bathe the dogs afterwards?
I would think so.
Yeah, that wasn't very fun. They didn't have fun with that either.
I bet you they didn't have fun with the powder either. I'm just going to throw that out there. Yeah. I bet your neighbor's dog couldn't wait to go home.
The other dog came up to your dog and was like, is he like this all the time?
What is wrong with your owners?
Do you have to jump through powder all the time? I'm never coming back.
On the count of three, let's bolt.
Pretend we're chasing a squirrel and just never come back.
On my mark.
But they were a handful for this weekend.
Yeah,
oh,
I bet.
Yeah, sure.
They're both,
what are you going to do with the pictures?
Post them online, post give them to the neighbors.
Sure. Yeah, here, everyone, here's my dog jumping through powder.
But they were both 7 months, 8 months old, so they're still full of the puppy energy.
Sure they are, absolutely.
That's adorable. Neil, you're sure to get all of the heart emojis.
People
and
will love the hell
so
out
cute.
Of it. Fur babies.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
How much
That's
did the powder cost?
It was like $15 for 8 different colors.
That is money well spent.
What a country.
Well,
what a country.
I'm kind of sad I didn't get to play Rattle Off.
Oh, dude, I'm sad for you because it's fun.
We got a whole week ahead of us. You can try back.
Can you call back tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right.
You know where to find us. We can't hide. Call us back tomorrow. We'll be looking for Nick.
Nick, choose a nickname. Be like Powder Dog.
Yeah.
D-A-double-G. Powder Dog.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Later, Powder Dog.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a good sport. We have one more. It's an evil Heather. You know, we had an evil Heather on Friday, and she laid into us. I don't know if this one will. Hi, Heather.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
We are fine, thank you.
We're excellent.
Really good.
What was the
That's good.
Was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, not too much. I took my dog to the vet. I worked, and I did my own poll.
Oh, no. This is the evil Heather from Friday.
It is me.
All right, so hold on, Heather. Let me catch up our listeners who weren't listening.
I forgot
All
about
right.
this.
Heather okay. was upset because we had a winner on Friday. His name was Julian, and his rattle-off was 5 things you put ketchup on. And one of the things he said was mac and cheese. And Heather called and was pissed off. And then she talked to our pseudo-manager, Katie, who came in and said, mac and cheese doesn't count. And Katie said, but my daughter put ketchup on mac and cheese. So obviously it happens. The wording was 5 things you could put ketchup on. You could have said a shoe, really. But what was your poll?
Exactly that. What name 5 things that you put ketchup on? And then people answered, no one ever said mac and cheese. And then I asked, do you think mac and cheese would be an acceptable answer? And do you know anybody who does this? Everybody said no. People thought ketchup was disgusting.
Well, that's the only true part of that.
Well, that is a given.
Ketchup is
disgusting. But you can't go with your little bubble universe, you know, me and all my friends. We get that all the time.
We have hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah, yeah.
How many
people participated?
I asked you guys to do the poll.
Yeah, I know. And then we said, no, you do the poll.
That's another bad thing.
We told you to do the poll.
How many people participated in my poll? 3 people participated.
Three people.
Three?
We've got like a million people listening right now.
Well, that's why I told you guys to do it.
We didn't want to. We were tired. It was the end of the show.
We didn't have to. As soon as Katie said, my daughter put ketchup on mac and cheese, that was the end of the discussion.
All we need is one person.
My argument is still an argument because that's not fair. You can, like you said, you can say a shoe. Are you kidding me? That's not fair.
So wait a minute.
You could have called it
you don't really.
Man, my blanket.
Yeah.
A shoe.
Heather.
Hold on, Heather.
You don't really go through life as a that's not fair person, do you? Tell me that just snuck out. You're not really a that's not fair person, are you?
No, but you guys don't understand. I was so excited to call, and I was so excited to play, and I was so excited. And then you guys gave him mac and cheese.
Yeah, but we still talked to you. It should have still been exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, because then you guys ruined it by calling me Evil Heather. You guys never call anybody evil. You guys are always so excited and so nice to talk
Actually,
to you.
Dom's been calling evil Heathers for like 30 years.
Heather, there has yet to be a Heather on the air in the last 30 years that I have not called evil Heather. So you're losing all your credibility. It makes me think you've never listened to our show before.
I listen to it every morning taking my kids to school. And then my son did point that out. He's like, Mom, every time I've heard them say Heather, they always call her evil. So... I don't
okay.
know.
Okay.
Yes. Now what?
So now what? Are you going to apologize now or what?
I will partially apologize for being upset, but I'm not going to apologize for my argument of the answer because I still feel
She's planted her flag in this one. She is not going to allow any... I'll tell you what. Hold on just a second. Don't go away, all right?
Okay.
And I'm not going to, this is not like Friday. I'm not going to leave you on hold for 10 minutes. Hold on. Don't go. Just hold on. Hold on. I'm opening up the phones. I just need one person, one who likes ketchup on mac and cheese to call right now.
I will say the texts are exploding with our own personal poll of people that do it. So.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of.
But there's a lot of this on our text.
A lot of people are saying hang up on
hang
her.
Up.
No, we don't hang up on people. I just need one person.
She's living up to evil Heather.
One person who has enjoyed, you know, ketchup on mac and cheese. So let me, Jeremy, can you lock in Heather so that her line is locked in there?
There you go.
All right, Heather, we're just going to go down the line here. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Hey, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Misty.
Hey, what's your name?
Hey, Misty.
Misty.
Do you like ketchup on mac and cheese?
I love it, and so do my kids.
Okay, hold on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
There's one. Good morning. Hi, what's your name?
Jan.
And?
Jan. J-A-N.
And?
Yeah, mac and cheese
and
ketchup. You dig
dot,
it?
Dot, dot, dot.
J-A-N.
Oh.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, next.
Good morning. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, this is Natalie.
Natalie. Do you like ketchup on mac and cheese?
Every time I eat it, yep.
Every single time.
Heather is on the line with you. What do you want to say to Heather?
Heather, you're not evil, but you're wrong.
Okay, there we have.
Wouldn't ketchup and macaroni and cheese just be spaghetti, pretty much?
Mm-mm. No, you can drizzle it on top.
Yeah, you're thinking more marinara. No.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic, Heather. Don't get us into marinara now.
Thank you for the call. Have a great day, okay? We appreciate
you.
So, now, evil Heather, what do you think?
I still just don't agree with it. I really don't.
Go back to Jan. I want to see if she's still spelling her name.
Hold on. Let's see. Jan, are you still? Oh, she hung up.
Oh, darn it.
Heather, listen. Once again, it was a delight talking to you. We hope you have the best day of your life, okay?
Thank you. And you guys do as well. And I'm sure I'll try to call tomorrow, next day. I'm going to win a rattle off. Don't you?
All right.
Me,
keep trying.
Yeah. But here's what I know. We could give you the easiest one in the world. And if you botch it, you're going to say that's not fair.
No, I won't. Because if it's my fault, then it's my fault. But you guys gave an incorrect answer to somebody else. That's why. And I'm really scared about that because I was really nervous. I'm really scared that when it is my turn, I am going to mess up. So take it easy.
Well, then take a breath
bit.
For a couple days. Take a breath and calm down. Come down from
like
this.
Call us like on Thursday or something.
Because the weekend still wasn't enough. So just, Thursday or Friday, call us, okay?
My son, he called you guys 42 times this morning to try and play the mind bender. So he's going to be really upset that I got on again. So.
Well, here's what you tell him. You just tell him that it's not fair, okay?
Okay.
Heather.
Okay.
Well, we love you and we don't care. Who knows?
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, hopefully.
Hear you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Heather.